USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Tuesday moved up the COVID-19 vaccine eligibility target for all American adults 18 plus to April 19th. That's less than 2 weeks away. Former Major League Baseball Commissioner Faye Vincent came out firing shots at Rob Manfred after he made the decision to move the All-Star Game out of Georgia. Dissatisfaction to voting laws that strengthen the system's integrity was the reason given. Vincent said Manfred made a decision without first protesting the substance of the law. He added that Manfred made a serious mistake. Brazil confirmed more than 4,000 COVID-19 deaths in a 24-hour period for the first time on Tuesday, overwhelming the country's health system. Here in America, the CDC is reporting nearly 80% of school teachers, school staff, and child care workers have received at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine. On the downside, Michigan now leads the nation in new COVID cases. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
As new laws to protect the integrity of American elections moves forward, some in corporate America take offense. Showing an ID to vote has the President of the United States calling it Jim Crow laws. Jim Crow laws were state and local laws that enforced racial segregation, none of which can be found in the new Georgia voting laws. As the movement moves into Texas, corporate resistance is met with admittance they never read the laws before making knee-jerk reactions. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is criticizing a major North Texas business, raising complaints about two election bills in the legislature.
Is that okay with you, Mr. American Airlines? I can name other companies, but American Airlines seems like leading the charge on these types of issues.
Patrick saying the Fort Worth-based American Airlines officials warned his office they'd oppose the bill, but the government liaison admitted to not reading the bill.
Thank you for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
While the unemployment rate is in decline, there is sentiment growing in America about general job dissatisfaction. It's being reported 26% of Americans plan to look for another job once the pandemic subsides. That's according to a survey conducted by Morning Consultants in March. The dissatisfaction is even higher among the largest generation in American workforce, as 34% of millennials are planning to leave their jobs. That's according to the poll of 2,000 full-time workers. The CDC has new guidelines for cleaning surfaces against COVID-19. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The CDC has updated its guidelines on disinfecting household surfaces, saying that cleaning with soap and water is enough to keep COVID from spreading in the home. The agency clarified that disinfectants should still be used in indoor settings where there has been a case of the virus in the last 24 hours. Dr. Ashish Jha says it's about time the CDC finally updated its recommendations on this matter. The dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells CNBC that it's been clear for months that the coronavirus is spread through the air.
And this is why I think clear public health messaging in this pandemic has been so important, and it has not been there. I would say, look, again, the first couple of months, confusing. By April, May last year, it was very clear this is airborne. Masks are really important. Good ventilation is important. Outside is better than inside. Surface is not a big deal. I've been repeating that message for close to a year. I think a lot of public health people have. It has been frustrating that that hasn't always come out consistently from our federal officials.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.